In Matthew 28, 26, 28, this is Jesus speaking to his disciples. For this is my blood of the new and better covenant, which ratifies the agreement and is being poured out for many as a substitutionary atonement. For what? For the forgiveness of sins. In Hebrews 7, 22 in the Amplified, it says, and so because of the oaths, greater strength and force, Jesus, come on somebody, Jesus had become the certain guarantee of what? A better covenant, a more excellent and more advantageous agreement, one that will never be replaced or annulled. Is somebody in the house? God's setting you up, man. Come on, he's setting us up. Hebrews 8, 6. But as it is, Christ has acquired a priestly ministry, which is more excellent than the old Levitical priestly ministry. For he is, LS, he is the mediator, arbiter, judge, the go-between of a better covenant, uniting God and man, which has been enacted and rests on better promises. So we got a good word for you today. We got a sure word of prophecy. Resurrection Sunday is right around the corner. Amen? This Resurrection Sunday is going to change the life of so many people. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you what God told me and what I saw in the Spirit. Not only in the Church of Jesus Christ, but in the lives of humanity throughout the nations of the earth. We're going to see it. Come on, we're going to be a generation that's going to see an outpouring on the nations of the world on this Resurrection Sunday. People are going to flock to the altars of repentance. They're going to bow down and renounce spirits of religiosity. They're going to turn to Jesus as the Son of God and stop worshiping. I'm going to get in trouble on this. And stop worshiping his mother Mary. That's okay. I got a police escort going down to the car today. This is what God is saying. It's the validation that comes through Christ in a new covenant, a better covenant given to us through his blood. Hallelujah. I'm looking forward to waking up on Resurrection Sunday under a fresh anointing, a better, a greater anointing of the Spirit of God based on this teaching tonight. All right? So somebody agree, somebody say with me tonight, alignment by precept. God's setting us up for Easter Sunday. Yeah. Amen? Amen? Alignment by precept. And we're going to give you a little bit of a teaching tonight. But then the rest, you got to go home and do your homework. We're not doing your homework for you anymore. If you don't have a Bible, raise your hand. We'll give you a Bible. We have some Bibles up here. Anybody have a Bible to go home and study? You don't have a Bible? Raise your hand. Okay, everybody's got a Bible. Praise the Lord. So, this word alignment or to align means to bring someone or something into correct position. A place or arranged in a straight line. To align oneself. It also explains that an alignment gives support or to come together in agreement. To come into agreement. Precept upon precept. Alignment upon precept. And we see this, we see the alignment between Abba Father and his Son Jesus and the Holy Spirit. The alignment horizontally. Watch this. Horizontally. Amen. They come into agreement horizontally. Watch this. Hallelujah. And it explains a range of vision or a field of view. A vision from God. Visions from God are so vitally important. And explains here how to pray and how to intercede. This alignment to pray and intercede for a person or a situation. The alignment. Come on. The alignment horizontally. Hello? With the word of God. And then vertically. From heaven into the earth. Are we good? The alignment vertically means up and down. And from the throne room of God, where heaven and all of the hosts of heaven align themselves vertically to come into position horizontally, as a presence of God demonstrates the power of God in the lives of those who love him and call upon the name of Jesus to be saved. I hope we're not getting ahead of you here. Come on, keep this in mind. Horizontally and vertically, from heaven to earth and then into the earth, horizontally. I'm going to ask you to do this right now. I'm going to pray, and I'm going to ask you to begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray in your spiritual language. Those of you online with us tonight, please join us. Father, in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, I'm asking that this teaching, come forth with a demonstration of power, opening up our hearts, opening up our ears to hear, that through this demonstration, we would obtain divine revelation by the Holy Spirit to equip us in preparation to step into this year, 2024, Resurrection Sunday, in Jesus' mighty name. Will somebody agree? Come on, will you come into alignment? Come into alignment with this agreement in Jesus' mighty name. Just begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, begin to pray in the Holy Spirit. Shekatara la rama sitari ya rabaka. Satara la rada bosantura la masiri ya ramaki. Shekababara lorobo sindara la baka. This is what happens when a person prays. The alignment from the throne room of God, or from heaven into the earth vertically, and then how it transpires itself horizontally in the earth. Amen. We want to draw your attention to the life of Jacob in Genesis 28. It tells of alignment. Amen. So Jacob begins to pray. He calls out unto God, and from heaven to earth, as his vertically, from heaven to earth, the Spirit of God begins to move upon Jacob. And then Jacob finds a place, and the Bible talks about, let me get my note here. And the Bible talks about how Jacob began to pray. And the Spirit of God, can I get a cloth here? I was going to get a pillow, but we'll just use a cloth. I need it rolled up into Thank you. And so the Word of God talks about how Jacob came into alignment vertically from heaven into the earth. And he began to pray. The Spirit of God came upon him. And the Bible says that Jacob found a specific spot, and he got a rock. And on that place, he put the rock down and he laid his head upon that rock. Stay with Brother Michael here. I hope this comes out the way it's supposed to come out. So from a standing position, vertically from heaven to earth, the Spirit of God comes upon Jacob, and he repositions himself, and he goes from a vertical position. Watch this. Gets a rock, a stone, puts it on the floor, on the ground, and he lays down horizontally. That from position of standing up and laying down, a dispensation of the Holy Spirit is now in effect. The Bible says that Jacob began to dream a dream, and he saw what was taking place. In that dream, he saw a ladder extending from the earth unto the throne room of God. The Bible says that in that dream, he saw Jesus standing at the entrance, and in that dream, he saw angels ascending and descending. Those angels now in operation. Ministering angels sent, Mapra, operating and functioning in the realm of the Spirit. Today, God's going to show you something. Hallelujah. He's going to give us something today in this concept. Alignments from vertically from heaven into the earth and then horizontally. Amen? Somebody say alignment by precept. So tonight's message of alignment by precept, it will take us into Palm Sunday with precept by design. So God gave me the title to this. Next week will be precept by design. It is going to introduce us. We're going to be speaking on Palm Sunday. And he's going to show us how this precept of God, line upon line, is setting us up to give an explanation that in this design, how Jesus now on the donkey entering into Jerusalem, ready to be crucified and then to be resurrected. So be here next Sunday. That's all I can give you for right now. Hallelujah. It's going to talk about Jesus' triumphal entrance into Jerusalem for his resurrection from death and to life as a son of the one true living God. Amen. Let's go to the screen, guys. Matthew 18, 19. We understand this precept too, this alignment of precept by God. And we talk about this every Monday night. The power of the prayer of agreement. When you come into agreement with the word of God, there's an alignment. The precept of God, vertically from heaven to the earth, and then laid out horizontally in the earth. The power of agreement. Can we talk to somebody tonight? Sheke fere bruto baka. Matthew 18, 19, Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he repeats himself. He says, again, I say to you, that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are one of one mind in harmony about anything that they ask within the will of God, it will be done for them by my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, meeting together as my followers, I am there amongst them.
Amen. He's here.
Do you see him? You may not see him with your physical eyes, but you know he's here in your spirit. Come on, you know Jesus is here tonight because of the Spirit of God that lives in you. I mean, I just know if Jesus was to show himself in here, I mean, the Spirit of Jesus became visible in here, we'd be wrecked. Man, we'd drop to our knees and roll in the Holy, whatever, hallelujah. Masa, but seriously, said, he's here. The idea of reverencing God, not in some things, but in all things. Reverence him because his presence is here. His presence is in you. His presence is everywhere you go. You take him with you. The Bible says, the Amplified Version in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God, somebody say God. Elohim, it is referred to as El Shaddai, Almighty God. He created by forming from nothing the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and void, or a waste and emptiness, with darkness upon the face of the deep, a primeval ocean that covered the unformed earth. And the Bible says that the Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding, thinking deeply over the face of the earth. And God said, God willed, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, pleasing, useful, and he affirmed, understood it, it was good, and sustained it, and maintained it, and held it up. From nothing that existed, except God alone, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and Holy Spirit, the uncreated ones. Come on, saints. God created from nothing light, and he knew it was good. God did something that only he could do. The power of agreement between two or more, bringing together an alignment, the support to bring what God says would come to pass. This is alignment by precept. Alignment by command. Somebody say alignment by precept. It is the alignment, the positioning, the support of God's word founded on a precept, a command, a decree, an order, a rule given by God himself. Isaiah 28:7 says this. It was God telling the tribe of Judah how they erred, made a mistake, that their priests, with their drunkenness, their intoxication, how the priests operated in error at God's truth, his precepts, God's commands, his laws, by not teaching and observing the correct way of doing what God commanded them to do. And I encourage you, you've got to study this portion of scripture because it breaks down and gives the understanding here in two ways. Where God says, he'll take us line upon line, precept upon precept. We've been tagging this for the last couple of weeks. Line upon line, precept upon precept, command upon command, line upon line. A little tonight, some more tomorrow, and every day that progresses, more and more by the Spirit of God. This is alignment by the precepts of God's word. Amen? And as a result of the priests in that time, as a result, confusion was now upon the entire tribe because of erroneous, wrong teachings, and they were destined to be punished. When there is error in a believer's life, it is up to the believer to take time to get along with Holy Spirit to receive counsel, asking God to take you line upon line, precept upon precept, day after day. As you do, the results of the benefits will be for your well-being. Come on, a sound mind. The mind of Christ that he has given you. Amen? Well-being for enjoyment, love, joy, peace from the Holy Ghost. And then the advantages of those benefits of prosperity mentally, physically, and emotionally. And the benefits to profit financially, to put to good use with the accents from the gifts of the Holy Spirit in them, taking possession of all that God's word has to offer you. You're all looking too serious tonight. The alignment by precept, saints, the command of God's word is revealed throughout your Bibles. In the life of Abraham and Isaac, the alignment by precept, God's command proceeded when Abraham acted upon what the great I Am Jehovah instructed him to do. Destined for greatness based on God's command for Isaac, Isaac's life was spared. And the fulfillment of his destiny was completed. Read it in Genesis 22. And Esther, y'all know about Esther. Salvation for the Jews of her generation, an alignment by God's command. Her surrender unto Jehovah, a command to save a nation of people. God's chosen from an annihilation, a genocide that was in play. A genocide by an antichrist religious spirit. Was not fulfilled. Adhered to the precepts, command of God's Israel, the enemy was exposed and God's beloved Jews were saved. Alignment by precept. What? Alignment by God's command. Is somebody in the house? Watch where we're going with this tonight. From Daniel in the den of lions, Daniel's life was spared. Alignment by precept, God's command in Daniel 6. And from the prophetic words of Joel, pouring out God's spirit that God's son and daughters would prophesy, alignment by precept, by God's command. And from the heart of Abba himself, a word of precept, God's command. Mary, God's chosen handmaiden, somebody please help me, predestined by God to conceive in her womb a child that would be born to become Savior of the world. From the direction of Jesus himself to his disciples. Let's go to the screen, guys. Acts 1:4. And being assembled together with them, Jesus, being assembled with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to what? Hello? Let's just start again. I need some participation here. Acts 1:4. All right, let's start again. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but what? Wait. To wait for what? The promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not for many days from now. And then in Acts 2, verses 1 through 4. Alignment by precept, saints. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound. Come on, somebody. There came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And what did it do? It filled the whole house where they were sitting. And there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterances. Alignment by precept. Alignment by God's command, saints. With every ear open to hear and every heart to receive. Are you ready? This concept of alignment by precept, this alignment by God's command, is that you would be born from your mother's womb. Just like Jesus was born from his mother's womb. Predestined by God, foreknown by God, born into history for such a time as this, that your spirit man would become born live by Holy Spirit himself, that you would become heirs with God and joint heirs with Jesus, that you would inherit to gain the wealth that heaven has to offer you, to take possession, to utilize, to make use of the spiritual blessings, the gifts of God, to change the lives of humanity. Come on, think about this for a moment, saints. Think about this. God, the omnipotent one, the creator of heaven and earth, God who is omnipresent, he who is everywhere all the time, has called each one of you as his beloved. Aligned, lined up through the command of his word. You've been called by God. You've been commissioned by God. You've been chosen to be his ambassadors in the earth. Yes. Resurrection Sunday 2024 is just around the corner, saints. Saints, this alignment by God's precept, his command, is a everyday process and everyday development. It comes from the concept that no matter what you have done in error, God is able. God is able. He is able to hear from you 24/7 without exception. It is the alignment, the position of agreement. It is a posture or an attitude of repentance with a heart of forgiveness that Abba himself is ready to forgive. So hear this, saints of the Most High. Abba Father is not alone in his ability to forgive. He is there with his heart opened, along with his only begotten Son. Oh, let this go deep, saints. And the Holy Spirit, who have aligned themselves with their command, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. This concept of alignment by precept, God's command, goes deeper than only being saved. Yes, saved from eternal hell, but watch this. This concept can go into the recesses of a believer's soul and begin to excavate, extract any hidden thing in the soul of a believer that should not be there. This precept of alignment is God's innate ability not only to save, but to forgive, heal, deliver, restore, come on, renew, regenerate, reactivate the very life of God's Spirit in the life of every believer. And so tonight's message, it is the prelude, the introduction to the event of this 2024 Resurrection Sunday. It is the sound of many waters. Come on. Coming from the throne room of glory with God's intention for the believer to know Jesus in the power of his resurrection and in his suffering. God's alignment, line upon line, precept upon precept, command upon command to know Jesus as Savior. Come on. To know him as Redeemer? Come on, saints, we just can't be words. To know him as Deliverer, to know him as Healer, to know him as Provider. So tonight, God's setting us in place. This is the prelude to Palm Sunday and the prelude to Resurrection Sunday. He's preparing you through a written word. He's preparing you through a prophetic spoken word to receive what he has for you in this 2024 Resurrection Sunday. Tonight comes, tonight comes an anointing to set you up, to set you apart for how God is going to use you in these latter days to establish his kingdom in the earth before his beloved son Jesus comes to receive his bride. Sibikas sidibrutobakas. Mos erebriti. We cannot neglect or put aside the understanding of how great this agape Abba gave to us by sending his only begotten son. That in his life and in his ministry, all the evidence would be there. As he came out of the river Jordan, baptized with the Holy Spirit, and then encountered Satan himself for 40 days and 40 nights, and standing on the prophetic word of God's word in responding back to Satan's accusations or Satan's offering. And then to fulfill what God had instructed him to do on the earth. He had to become a man in the flesh, born as a child, and to be raised up as a young man, and then step in the position to take on the responsibility to become humanity's Savior. We all know the story. Amen? Born, crucified, buried, resurrected. And sometimes we hear in the body of Christ, many believers stop there. Oh yeah, he's resurrected. But your Bible continues to tell you, not only was he resurrected from the dead, but he ascended. Come on, he's ascended into glory, where he sits at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us right now. Jesus is praying for us right now, that even in this message, there would come a revelation by the Holy Spirit of God to give us knowledge and understanding how powerful this word is. Alignment by precept, alignment by the command of God's word. So, Father, we thank you that in this, your intention tonight, to bring us here and those online into a deeper and greater understanding through the teaching of your word, this alignment by precept or alignment by the command of your word, that you, Abba, have made yourself completely available to us 24/7. That as we attend, as we go about your business on earth, everything that we need will be added unto us. My prayer today, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we step into the days marked on the Gregorian calendar, Palm Sunday, Good Friday, and then Resurrection Sunday, that the revelation of your word, oh God, yes, saints, if you allow this, this is what God is downloading right now. If you take this and you meditate upon this, when you wake up on Easter Sunday, Resurrection 2024, you're going to feel the embrace of the strength of Abba himself around you. Waking up in the joy of the Spirit of the living God, knowing that because of his death, burial, resurrection, and his ascension, you as a born-again child of God have been redeemed, purchased by the blood of Jesus, given eternal life. So, Father, we thank you here tonight. Those joining us online, we thank you that you're preparing us for this Resurrection Sunday. And as you instruct us to keep our hearts open to you, we give you permission to allow the Holy Spirit to wreck us in the Spirit. That through divine revelation, this power of resurrection that now abides in us will maintain the standard of excellence, drawing us closer and closer to your heart. In Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's people say, amen. Amen and amen. Okay, we got a response from you now. I know that was deep. It was when it was given, being downloaded at home today. I was thinking, how are you going to do this, oh God? And it was deep, but it went deep into our spirits tonight. Amen. So remember this alignment. Hallelujah. This alignment by precept